السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah تبارك وتعالى الباعث, the resurrector. We explained that there are multiple meanings. The one is the one who sends, and we said it is Allah تبارك وتعالى who sent the أنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. It is Allah who sends sustenance, even though Allah Himself doesn't earn. It is Allah who sends the rains, etc. And another meaning of ba'ith is to awaken, to resurrect. And it is Allah that will resurrect all of us. Allah has mentioned this in the Quran that وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. Allah will resurrect you from your grave. The polytheists then and many modernists today, they have this objection that if our bodies will disintegrate, how will we be resurrected? And Allah gives us an indication in the Quran that Allah who created it the first time, what's so difficult for Allah to create it the second time? Allah doesn't need practice. Allah did not get it half right the first time. If Allah got perfectly right the first time, why can't Allah get it perfectly right the second time? In this world, we see, because the one argument is that all your atoms will be scattered after you die, how Allah gathers all the different atoms to make the meal that we have in front of us. Where the wind comes from, where the rain comes from, where the birds brought the seeds from, where which animal consumed what until we consumed it and it became part of our nourishment. And I concluded yesterday by saying, Allah tells us that see how I revive the dead land with rain. So why can't I revive you when your body has died? And the reason behind this is, we have to be resurrected for accountability. Through accountability is only in front of Allah. Man can't hold you accountable. If you have contacts in the world, or if you can get away with it, or people are not aware, then there's no accountability, there's no justice. True reward and true retribution is only in the Akhirah. Now today, we discuss the name of Allah, Ash-Shaheed, the witness. It has two different meanings primarily. The one is Shaheed in the meaning of Alim, the one who knows. Now, Alim is more general, Shaheed is more specific. The scholars write that Allah is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Allah knows that which is hidden and Allah knows that which is apparent. So if you're just talking about knowledge in general, then Allah is Alim. If you're talking about knowledge with regards hidden things, then Allah is Khabir. And if you're talking about knowledge with regards apparent things, then Allah is Shaheed. So the meaning of Khabir and Shaheed is included in the meaning of Alim. But all of these different names bring out the different aspects of the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says in the Quran repeatedly, Wallahu shaheedun ala ma ta'amaloon. Allah is aware of what they do. Allah is totally aware. Now another meaning of shaheed is to testify. Now if you look at the verse of Surah Al-Imran, Allah says, Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illa hu wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist. That Allah, the angels and the people of knowledge testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. So we can understand how the angels testify and the people of knowledge testify. But what does it mean that Allah testifies that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah? It's in a figurative sense. It means that Allah's qualities and Allah's greatness is apparent to us all around us. So the creation of Allah is testimony on behalf of Allah with regards the greatness and the presence and the the greatness, the presence and the divinity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says that if you look around you in the horizons, there's sign upon sign with regards the existence of Allah. In Arabic they say, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٍ. In everything there is an ayah, there is an indication. What indication? تَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٍ. There's only one creator behind it. There's only one Allah behind it. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We'll show you our signs in the horizons. Look at the clouds and how they are formed and how they are driven and how they send the rain. Look at the skies and the blue and how it's held up without pillars. Look at earth and how it functions and how it produces. So in everything, you will see the signs of the existence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the closest is yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Look at your own body, your own limbs, your own organs and how they function. You change the shocks on your car more often than any joints in your body. And that is supposed to be sophisticated technology. The heels on your feet don't wear out. Your tires wear out. In everything, there is the signs of the existence of Allah. They say if you look at a walnut, it has the shape of a brain. Then they tell you that it's good nourishment for the brain. If you look at a pistachio, it has the shape of a heart. And they tell you that it's good nourishment for the heart. If you look at the pomegranate, it has the same color as blood. And they say it's beneficial for the heart and for the liver. And like this, the examples go on and go on. I'll conclude on this. One day, the mushrikeen of Makkah came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, who will bear testimony that you are the messenger of Allah? Right? It's linked to this name of Allah, Shaheed, the one who testifies. So Allah says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran, tell them, قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ شَهَادَةً. Who can give better testimony than Allah? Now it doesn't mean Allah came and gave verbal testimony. What it means is that Allah gave Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the Quran. He made him split the moon. Everything around you talks to you about the existence of Allah. So what greater proof and evidence do you want? That is how those examples are linked to the name of Allah, as-Shaheed. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.